The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. As the people were in expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The psalm appointed for the baptism of our Lord is Psalm 29. It reads in part, "The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness." These words of David are reminiscent of the description of Exodus, when the Lord of might appeared on Sinai's height and gave the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Moses recorded the response of the children of Israel. When all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountains smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen. But do not let God speak to us, lest we die." The people were not foolish to fear the voice of the Lord flashing forth flames of fire. For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. For as the author of Hebrews put it, our God is a consuming fire. What would be foolish, it seems, would be for sinners to sing as we have in Advent, "O Savior, rend the heavens wide, come down with mighty stride." Or to pray, "Stir up your power, O Lord, and come among us." In the days of Noah, the Lord had opened the windows of the heavens, and with a flooding rain blotted out every living thing from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. In the days of Abraham, the Lord rained fire and sulfur out of heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying those cities. In our text, John warns the people who were in expectation, who were questioning in their hearts whether he might be the Christ. He rejects that identification, telling them of a mighty one who is coming. His winnowing fork is in his hand, John says, to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. All of John's preaching, His call to baptism for repentance was premised on the wrath of God over sin and the judgment that was coming. Those who took to heart John's preaching would have been all too aware that the voice of the Lord is powerful, full of majesty, flashing forth flames of fire and shaking the wilderness. But when Jesus had been baptized, something quite unexpected occurred. The heavens were opened, but there was no threatening thunder, no destroying fire. Instead, the Holy Spirit descended as a gentle dove, and a voice came from heaven speaking a tender word of approval and love. Not since Adam and Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit had God given unqualified approval of any human being. But in Jesus Christ, God's only Son from heaven, that changed. Here was the Son of God, your human brother, righteous and pleasing to God in every way. You are my beloved Son, the Father said. With you I am well pleased. The Father's word, the Spirit's flight, anointed Christ in glorious sight, as God's own choice from Adam's fall, to save the world and free us all. In Jesus Christ, the Father's response to his human creatures has changed. Here is one who is not rebellious. Here is one who fulfills the Father's will. Here is one who is perfect in obedience, unstained by any traces of sin. Here is your substitute, commended by God, fit to be the perfect sacrifice. He is the Holy Lamb of God, who could take away the sin of the world. What happened there on the bank of the Jordan River is key to Jesus' work of redemption. By his baptism, the sinless Son of God identified himself with sinners. He accepted a baptism of repentance not because he needed it, but because it was necessary for you. There on the riverbank, he took your place as the perfect penitent. When the Father and the Spirit said, yes, it was not to Jesus alone, but to all who are in Jesus. The Lord was baptized for repentance in the Jordan River is the Lord who continued to fulfill the Father's will all the way to his cross and grave. He lived a perfect life to fulfill all righteousness for you. And then he was crucified for your sin, making complete and total payment for your every failure and misdeed. The one in whom the Father was well pleased was forsaken by his Father on the cross for you, so that you need never experience the Father's wrath. Jesus assures you of all this in your baptism. That's what St. Paul says in Romans 6. When you were baptized into Christ Jesus. By baptism, you were joined with him in his death, so that you would be united with him also in his resurrection. Through baptism, you are in Christ, a new creation, unblemished by sin, acceptable to God. Having been clothed with Christ in holy baptism, the Father now looks at you and says, "You are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased." But Pastor, you might be tempted to say, how can a splash of simple water and just a few words do all this? You know the answer. You've heard it before. certainly not just water, but the Word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this Word of God in the water. What God says happens. And through the Apostle Peter, God has said, baptism now saves you. The wonderful words we heard from Isaiah today bring the same message. When you were baptized, you were baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In baptism, God put His triune name on you. He has marked you as His own. Thus you can take as your own the words the Lord spoke through Isaiah. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Indeed, there isn't anything in all creation able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. For He says, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. When Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on Him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Because in holy baptism, you were joined with Christ in His perfect life, His innocent death, and His victorious resurrection. The heavens are now opened to you. When the day comes, the Lord will send His holy angels to bring your soul, and then on the last day your body also, to the place that He has prepared for you. In the meantime, the Holy Spirit whom you received in baptism, who created faith in your heart, dwells in you as His temple. To this day He is working through God's Word to call you again to repentance, to strengthen your trust in Jesus, and to preserve you as God's very own. Thank God. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.